You ever find yourself daydreaming about visiting some far-off land, maybe going somewhere that you've never been, or just going somewhere that you've been many times and it's just one of your favorite places to daydream about? Well, in the times that we live in, that helps us more than we can possibly imagine. We're going to talk about that in this episode of The Morning Motivator. Well, hey everybody, welcome to the Morning Motivator. My name is John. I am so glad that you are here. And today we're talking about daydreaming about visiting far off land. So I like to call it the grass is always greener in your mind, because that's the truth. When we think about places that we want to visit, when we think about places that we visited before and want to go back to, we really fantasize almost in a way about how amazing it is, how green the grass is, how bright the sun is, how blue the sky is. And we can sometimes convince ourselves that it's a much nicer place oftentimes than it really is. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, because the times that we live in are strange times indeed. So as I'm recording this, we're still in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, and it's getting a little bleak. And part of that bleakness is the fact that, you know, a lot of us are almost trapped. We feel locked in. We can't really go out and do a lot of the things that we used to do, and we can't really travel. And there's a lot of reasons that travel reinvigorates the human soul. One of those reasons that really helps me when I'm thinking about, you know, traveling or going and visiting some places, because when I'm thinking about it, I'm planning for the future. And when you're planning for the future, I think that that's one of those things that's vital to your mental health. Not only your mental health, but your physical health, because so the mind goes, so goes the body. So as you're thinking about visiting someplace, or you're thinking about taking a cruise or some type of an adventure, you know, you're getting excited and you're focusing on that, and you're able to kind of withstand some of the craziness that goes on with day-to-day life. And when you're dreaming about that adventure, when you're dreaming about that vacation, it really does help you with focus. When you're focused on working, because you know that there's a finite amount of time that you're going to be doing that, because you're just trying to get from point A to point B. And we could talk about, you know, giving 110% all the time. We could talk about, you know, doing a good day's work for a good day's pay and all that good stuff. But when you're dreaming about that trip that you're going to be taking in a couple of weeks, a couple of years, you know, that gives you an incredible amount of focus and clarity of purpose. When you're focused on accomplishing a goal, getting ready to go on that trip, you know, it fills you with excitement, and it allows you to really drill down on the things you need to focus on until you get closer to it. And usually in my house, what happens is we start getting vacation brain, but that's a whole topic for another day. You know, when you're thinking about planning a trip, when you're thinking about the future, it gives you a sense of hope. And that sense of hope can really sustain us through dark times. So a lot of us have had that taken away. And I think that's part of the reason that there's an overall malaise, I think, at least in the United States, because we're not able to do a lot of the things that we used to do. And travel is one of them. For people who love to travel, for people who like to get away, even for people who would like to leave their own state, you know, we're kind of stuck. You know, we could move about the city a little bit, but, you know, we still have to have masks on. And I don't want to get into that argument, but, you know, you don't have the freedom to explore. And I think that that takes something out of us as humans. So when you are feeling down, when you're feeling, you know, really kind of, you know, that feeling of almost desperation, I don't want to overplay this, but almost desperation, think about something that you're going to do in the future. It doesn't necessarily have to be a trip, but think about some place that you can go, or think about an event that you can attend, or think about a group of people that you're looking forward to getting together with. And then really focus on that and start letting those feelings that come up with that affect you. Let those feelings roll through you, because like I said earlier, as the mind goes, so goes the body. And that grass may or may not be greener in reality, but that grass can certainly be greener in your mind. And that's a good thing. We need to focus on that. It gives you hope. It helps with your focus. It helps with your mental health overall. So be thinking about those trips. If you need some ideas, hey, reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all at John C. Donahue. You can also find me at johncdonahue.com. And look, if you like what we're doing here with the Morning Motivators and you'd like to support what we do, it doesn't take very much, but you can go to anchor.fm and you could support us each month with a small donation to help us out, to help keep the show going, to help us with some of the costs of doing what we do here. And I appreciate you guys. I hope that you are planning and dreaming and you're thinking about that green, green grass in your mind. And hey, guys, make sure that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.